In this week's parsha, we are introduced to the greatest and founding leader of Am Yisrael, and we read the story of how he first became a leader. Okay, he was saved somewhat. He was saved miraculously. He was reared through miraculous series of occurrences in Paro's palace. But when did he start to exercise leadership? Vayarish Mitzri Makesh Ishivri Me'echav. He saw a Mitzri attacking an innocent Jew. Vayifen Kovachol Vayarkin Ish Vayachas HaMitzri Vayishmeo Bachol. He looked here and there and he saw there was no Ish. He saw there was no one. What does this mean, he saw there was no one? How is this the first step of his leadership? So the Malbim interprets it in the simple pshat. He looked around, he saw there were no witnesses, no one was watching, no one would get him in trouble. Okay, can ask Akasha. After all, Dustin and Aviram, we see later on we're watching. Okay, maybe he looked around, he saw there were no Egyptian witnesses, no one he thought would turn him in. Why is this significant? Obviously, you're going to do something, you make sure you're not going to get caught. So the Malbim says, no, this is the lesson of leadership. He didn't just see a situation and react emotionally, unthinkingly, and immediately lash out, even out of righteous indignation. Rather, he thought about it. He made sure that it was logical and made sense. He looked around, made sure he'd be able to get away with it. He wouldn't get caught. Because a leader can't act impetuously. A leader has to look at all the circumstances and think logically whether what he's doing is a good idea or not a good idea. First lesson of leadership. Rashi, though, you know, perhaps Rashi did not want to accept this simple interpretation because after all, Dustin and Aviram, we know, did see. Rashi says, rather, Vayif and Kovacho doesn't mean physical looking on the right and left physical side. Rather, through his Ruach HaKodesh, or some days the Medrash say he consulted the Malachi Ashares, through his Ruach HaKodesh, he looked at all of the different generations throughout history, and he saw that no good would come out of this Egyptian. You know, this Egyptian was not bound to have some great-great-great-grandson who would somehow convert and become a big Talmud Chacham and a big Tzaddik. Rather, nothing good would come out of this Egyptian, and therefore, he didn't have to worry about preserving the life of this evil Egyptian, and he was able to kill him. Rashi's leadership lesson is, Moshe saw right now in the here and now, this is a bad guy, he was hurting a Jew, if we kill him, we'll solve the problem. Sometimes someone will just try to solve the problem in the here and now. But Moshe, as a true leader, it wasn't enough to just look at the here and now. Ezeu chacham haroa es hanolad. Moshe had to look. We don't have Ruach HaKodesh. But in all of our, you know, with our logical faculties that Hashem gave us, we can look at the results of our actions. What will be the results? What will be the results in 1 year from now, in 10 years from now, in 20 years from now, through the generations? And the leader has to make an informed decision based on the long-term consequences of his actions and not just based on the short-term consequences. That's Rashi's leadership lesson of how Moshe became a leader. However, the Ksava Kabbalah gives a third explanation. And he points out that if you look in the Midrash Rabbah, there's one day that says exactly like Rashi, there's quite a few opinions in the Midrash Rabbah that say Vayarki Einish did not refer to like the Malbim, there were no witnesses, did not refer to like Rashi, there was no future person who would come from this Egyptian who would be positive and righteous and contribute. Rather, Vayifen Kovacho Vayarki Einish B'makom She'ein Anoshim. He looked around and saw, is there anyone else who's going to do something about this situation? Right? Maybe there's someone else who has power over this. Maybe there's some coordinator, some supervisor. Maybe there's some other person who Hashem sent to take care of the situation. He looked around. He said, I'm not a Baal Gaiva. Who says I'm so great? Who says that I'm in charge of the whole world? Maybe Hashem sent someone else to take care of this. When he looked around and saw, B'makom She'ein Anoshim, that there was no one else who was stepping up and taking care of the situation, that no one else cared, or no one else was brave and bold enough to do anything, he knew the Mishnah Navos. B'makom She'ein Anoshim, Ishtadel Lios Ish. When he saw that no one else was doing it, he got up and took the initiative and did something himself. And ultimately, that's a leader. Rav Hirsch here points out that this combined two very important qualities necessary for leadership. On the one hand, you don't have to think you're the most important person in the world and everything's only up to you and that you should be in charge of everything. Look around. If there's someone else who can do the job well, why do I have to ask for glory? When other people are doing the job just fine, I should let them do the job. I don't have to be a leader just so that I can be famous and that I can get accolades and praise. But on the other hand, when no one's doing anything, a regular person would say, no one else is doing anything, so I also shouldn't do it. There must be a good reason no one's doing anything. It must be too hard, or it must be too tricky, or it must be too complicated. But a real leader says, if no one else is doing something, maybe, le'es kazos, ikat lamalchus, maybe this is my tafkid in life. Hashem put me in this time and this place where no one's doing anything so that I can take the reins, so that I can seize the initiative and do something. And ultimately, that's what made Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu. Then when he looked around and saw there was a problem and that no one else was doing anything, v'yarki and ish, he was mishtadel lios ish, he got up and said, it must be that my shlichus, Hashem wants me to take care of this problem. That's why he put me in this time and place, and that's how he became Moshe Rabbeinu. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all, everyone here in this room, is really learning not just to be Talmud Chacham and an Oved Hashem, but to be a leader in whatever sense we're going to be a leader. Amir Tz Hashem, we should try the best we can. None of us are Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Ikar Emunah, that none of us are Moshe Rabbeinu. But we should strive to be as similar to Moshe Rabbeinu as we can. And when we exercise leadership, A, to not act impetuously, but to think logically about everything we're going to do, B, not only to look at the short term, but to look at the long-term effects of our action and do what will be most helpful and positive in the long term. And C, b'malkam shein anashim, if no one else is doing something, don't look for excuses to also not do something, but step up. Maybe this is the moment Hashem put us here for, so that we can contribute and we can help and save Klal Yisrael, and Emir Tz Hashem, get one step closer towards the ultimate geula that we're waiting for, Meir of Yameinu. Shabbat shalom.